Set Keys International.
So much better.
I found a new way.
So much better.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
So much better. Been a long time coming, but I see my way. Good morning.
Your tithe is what connects you to the covenants of God. Oh my God, I had a big problem with tithing because I just couldn't see me giving no 10% and some preacher, you know. I just thought the preacher was trying to get my money. Then I found out through the Word of God that my tithe ain't got nothing to do with that preacher. Let it read. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Tithe into the storehouse, and when you do that, he says, I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, not a car, not a house, not money. I'm going to pour you out an empowerment, an anointing, an idea, a concept, a witty invention. I'm going to empower you. That's what comes out of heaven. The anointing comes out of heaven. The blessing is not the car, the blessing is not the house, the blessing is not the cash. The blessing is the anointing. It's the empowerment that comes from God. It's an ability or an enablement that comes from God. That God says, when you bring the tithe, I'm gonna release an enablement from heaven on you that you don't have enough room to receive it. And he says, not only that, when you bring the tithe, I'm gonna rebuke the devourer. You know what it means here when he says rebuke the devourer? It means stop, no more. You either give now or give later, but you will give. No one escapes poverty when they do not give their tithe, because they come under a curse. If a curse is on your life, there has to be a cause or it can't come. So on one hand, when you tithe, you give a reason for the blessing to show up, an empowerment to have success. But when you don't tithe, you give the curse a cause, and to be cursed is to be empowered to fail.
So much better.
Say I found a new
so
way.
Much better.
Oh, I
so much better.
Found a new way. Oh, it's a good morning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much better.
Cannot come without a cause. But now he said offerings too. Now wait a minute, Brother Dollar, I gave $50 last week. I may not tithe, but I gave $50. Well, you know the root word of offering is the word offer. What you did is you made an offer, but God didn't receive it. See, it's just like you took my car, but you want to bring me a t-shirt for a gift. Well, I have a hard time receiving the t-shirt because you still got my car. Give me my car back, and then I can receive your t-shirt. The brother, don't come try to give me a t-shirt, you got my car. So he says, if you rob me of the tithe, then you automatically rob me of the offering, because I can't accept your offer until you first of all give it over the tenth. So no matter how much you give, once your tithe is out of place, the curse will still remain. So prosperity is impossible without tithing, because when you're not paying your tithes, you're under a financial curse. We see Abraham paying tithes of all to Melchizedek, and right even before the law of tithing showed up. Genesis chapter 14 and verse 20 says, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hands. And he, Abram, gave him, Melchizedek, tithes of all. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 22, notice we see Jacob coveting the tenth of all his treasure to God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. So now what's the deal here? You got the gross amount, the government got their money taken out first, then the net amount is what you had left over after you paid your first bill. You don't tithe off the net. That ain't what your increase was. You were increased your gross. The neat thing about it is when you pay the tithes off your gross, then when you get any type of tax refund, you've already tithed off that. That's your money. But what is the tithe? It is the covenant connector. The devil knows that when you begin to tithe, you're connecting to your covenant. There is no way in the world that a man can connect to the covenant of God unless he tithes.
It's a good day, yes. Been a long time coming, but I see my way. Good morning, morning. I found a new